Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Brooke, I know I'm really going out on a limb here, but I feel like it's safe to say you're borderline certifiable when it comes to worrying about your health. You're basically always convinced you have some serious disease.
Yeah, and you know what? I learn every day there's a new disease I didn't know about, and I'll never stop worrying, ever.
Actually, just at the dentist today, learned about a disease where it only manifests if you're in the Mediterranean. So as long as you don't live there, you're fine.
Oh my, well, now I can't go to Greece.
But obviously, it's really scary to face any kind of illness, especially a debilitating one. And that's what Justin Bieber is going through right now. He just opened up about his struggle with a disorder that's left his face partially paralyzed.
Yeah, but the Biebs is a fighter. He's taking time away from his tour to reset and recover.
Yeah, and I'm just really glad he's actually doing that. Like, I know it's so hard to step away, especially from something you love, but you got to put yourself first.
Yeah, it's good for him.
Yeah. From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Tuesday, June 14th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery. If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
As someone who's only seen, I think, two concerts, it's very exciting seeing musicians perform live, especially ones that you love.
Yes.
You pay a lot of money for your ticket. Some people take off work and travel to make the show. I famously did that when I saw Britney in Vegas.
I was just going to say.
So when an artist is forced to cancel performances, it's obviously a big deal. Yeah. And Justin Bieber knows how disappointed his fans were when he had to postpone a few of his upcoming tour dates. But he had a very legitimate, understandable reason.
Yeah.
He revealed to his fans that he's been facing some pretty serious health problems lately and has even experienced partial facial paralysis. So Justin shared the news in a video he posted to Instagram last Friday. And in the video, it's clear he's having mobility issues in his face, like you can see, especially in his eye.
Yes.
And he's talking right to the camera and says, "I wanted to update you guys on what's been going on. Obviously, as you can probably see from my face, I have this syndrome called Ramsey-Hunt syndrome." So according to New York's Mount Sinai Hospital, Ramsey-Hunt syndrome is marked by this painful rash around the ear, on the face, or on the mouth. And it manifests when the varicella zoster virus infects a nerve in the head.
And like in Justin's case, this does sometimes cause paralysis. And there are a lot of symptoms attached to Ramsey-Hunt syndrome, including change in facial appearance, loss of movement, change in taste, damage to the eye that can sometimes result in loss of vision, as well as persistent pain. It is a very rare disorder, thankfully, I'm telling myself.
Yeah.
Only 5 out of 100,000 people are estimated to contract it annually. Mm-hmm. And in the video, Justin says, "As you can see, this eye is not blinking. I can't smile on this side of my face. This nostril will not move, so there's full paralysis on this side of my face." Justin says over time, his face will go back to normal. And he shared that he's been doing a lot of facial exercises to try to regain mobility in his face. So that's good news.
Yeah. Well, what's crazy as a basically learned doctor that I am, varicella is the virus that is the chicken pox. Like, this is like essentially a derivative. I'm sure all the doctors are going to slide into my DMs and be like, "You don't know what you're talking about." But,
or are they going to offer you a job?
Let's hope so. God, finally live out my dream of being in Grey's Anatomy, basically.
Yeah.
So Justin's now taking some time off from his massive Justice World Tour to rest and focus on his health. Now, he's been performing in his tour since February of this year, and it's set to have 130 dates all around the world. Now, before he shared his diagnosis, Justin told his fans last week that he'd have to postpone 3 dates on the tour.
Which 3 is really not that many, if we're being honest here.
It's not even 10%.
Yeah. So Justin is scheduled to perform all through this year and into next. And he first said he'd have to postpone dates in an Instagram story last Tuesday, writing, "Can't believe I'm saying this. I've done everything to get better, but my sickness is getting worse. My heart breaks that I will have to postpone these next few shows. Doctor's orders." Then added, "To all my people, I love you so much, and I'm going to rest and get better." And after Justin shared more about his condition on Friday, he posted an update to his Instagram story, writing, "Been getting progressively harder to eat, which has been extremely frustrating. Please pray for me."
I think everybody at some point has experienced when their body just isn't, like, doing what you want it to do.
Yes.
And it's so hard, especially in this day and age when we just are constantly moving and, like, we have things going on, we have schedules, and life doesn't just take a pause because we're sick or we have an illness.
Yeah.
So I get, like, it's got to be so hard for someone like Justin where it's like, I have all these concerts, I want to get better, I'll take a day off, I'll go back. And it's like, you need to give your body that rest.
Yes.
That's so hard to find.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. So, I mean, this whole thing has got to be scary for him. And he's always been pretty open about the importance of his faith and how he turns to it in difficult moments. And just yesterday, he gave an update for his fans on Instagram where he shared how he's been leaning on his faith in God to help him get through this. Now, he shared the update to his Instagram timeline yesterday, but it's since been deleted.
Yeah, so you can still see the post on his Instagram stories until it expires. The post says, "By this point in my life, I realize storms come and go. Jesus continues to remind me that he is with me in the midst of the storm. It's not about the storm. It's that we are never alone and he understands." Justin also says, "Each day has gotten better, and through all of the discomfort, I have found comfort in the one who designed me and knows me," and adds, "I'm reminded he knows all of me. He knows the darkest parts of me that I want no one to know about and constantly welcomes me into his loving arms." The Biebs finished his update with, "This perspective has given me peace during this horrific storm that I'm facing. I know this storm will pass, but in the meantime, Jesus is with me." I wonder why he deleted this.
I know. I was wondering that, too. I don't know.
Like, I can't imagine people commented and were dicks about it.
Can't you?
Oh, nah, you're right. You know what? I don't even know why I said that. I can. I can't imagine.
What world are we living in?
I don't know. I was in a dream world for a sec. I'm so sorry.
I'd love to go there sometime. So Justin's turning to his faith to help him as he gets better. And he's Justin Bieber. I'm sure he's got plenty of great doctors on his side as well. Ones with actual degrees, unlike me. He's also got the support of his friends, many famous ones who took to social media to send him love and wish him a speedy recovery. So after he posted his initial video on Friday, Shawn Mendes, the singer, commented on the post and wrote, "Love you so much. I admire you so much." And then Billie Eilish's brother, Phineas, simply wrote, "Love you, bro." Even Diane Keaton threw her support Justin's way by commenting on his post with 7, count them, heart emojis, one for each day of the week. She previously appeared in Justin's music video for his song Ghost, which I love. That song is so good.
It is his best song. I will say it.
Justin continuously makes good music. Like,
yes.
I've loved his music essentially since he started.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I used to make fun of him a little bit just because of that, like, bang, just the bangs and all of
that sick-ass haircut.
Yeah. Always thought he was talented, though. But I, like, in the last, like, couple of years, just every song is, like, better than the next.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
I agree. Like, he's just consistently makes good music.
Yeah.
I mean, Eeny Meeny, that song he did with Sean Kingston, still really good. I loved it when it came out. I love it now.
Mm-hmm. They do withhold the test of time, I will say. Yes. I mean, I don't know about, like,
do you mean withstand?
20 years from now. What'd I say?
Withhold.
Yep.
Both. They do both. You know what?
Yeah, yeah.
Forget it.
So Justin's wife, Hailey Bieber, hasn't directly commented on Justin's health condition, but a source tells People they're leaning on each other for support after a really difficult year of health struggles. Everyone, I'm sure, remembers Hailey previously opened up about a blood clot and a mini stroke that she experienced in March. Mm-hmm. She was later diagnosed with patent foramen ovale, or PFO, which is a small opening in the heart that doesn't close the way it should after birth, which is just terrifying.
I know, it's your heart. That's like the last thing you want unnecessary holes in.
These bodies are just messes. They're a C-plus at best in a science
fair. They're basically held together with duct tape, and the duct tape is losing its stickiness.
Yeah. So the same source told People, between Hailey's health scare earlier this year and now this, it's a lot for them, and adds, just like Justin did everything he could to take care of Hailey, she now does the same for him. The insider also says that Justin and Hailey are a great team and will get through it together, and says Justin can't wait to recover and continue working.
I will say, what kind of source has to say somebody can't wait to recover?
That's fair.
No, I'm going to draw this out as long as I possibly can.
Yeah. But God, it's been rough for them. I mean, despite their very privileged lives.
Yes, yes.
That's just, you know, health is that equalizer.
Like, well, that's the thing. Yeah. Some diseases know no bounds.
True. And I feel bad for them, my God, but I'm like, they seem like they're very supportive of each other.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, we'll actually get through this stuff together, which is really cute.
Well, isn't that in the vows? Sickness and in health.
Yeah, but who made those up?
Should read up on those. Poor Ross. From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.